Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, and now mostly cloudy sky, 52 degrees, a gusty north wind this morning, north wind gusting to 30 miles per hour. Severe thunderstorm warnings were issued for several counties in south-central Kansas Wednesday night. Heavy rain and hail were reported, mostly to the south of Wichita. Quarter-sized hail was reported at Derby and Rose Hill, with golf ball-sized hail at Mulvane. 65-mile-per-hour wind reported in Cowley County. The National Weather Service reports about an inch of rain overnight in Wichita. Several late developments have come out ahead of today's release of the redacted Mueller report on the Russia collusion investigation.
Even though Attorney General William Barr told Congress it wouldn't happen, the New York Times reports the Justice Department has been talking to the White House about the special counsel's report. Top Democrats in the House accuse Barr of waging a media campaign on behalf of President Trump, and they're asking him to call off a news conference scheduled to be held before the report's release. But Republican Congressman Devin Nunes tells Fox News,
"It's not for the legislative branch to tell them what to do or how to conduct themselves."
And the Washington Post is reporting the Mueller report's only going to be lightly redacted, not as blacked out as had been anticipated. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
The families of victims of a mass shooting at a Heston business in 2016 have won a $2 million legal settlement from a pawn shop that sold the firearms to the shooter's girlfriend.
The settlement of three lawsuits in Harvey County District Court was announced Wednesday by Brady, a National Center Against Gun Violence. Brady attorneys represented the wife and young son of one of three people shot to death at the XL Industries factory in Heston. 14 people also were wounded. The victims' families argued that the now-defunct A pawn shop should have known that shooter Cedric Ford's girlfriend was a straw buyer. He was a convicted felon barred from possessing the firearms. An attorney for the pawn shop did not immediately return a telephone message seeking comment. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Authorities say three suspects in the destruction of a Kansas high school's band room are ages 8, 10, and 11. Reno County District Attorney Keith Schroeder says any case against the children would be sealed because of their age. They are suspected of trashing the band room at Pretty Prairie High School during the weekend. Officials estimate the damage was between $50,000 and $75,000. The state of Kansas will now not only look at signatures, but also check with voters to determine intent before throwing out ballots under a new law signed by Governor Laura Kelly last week. Davis Hammett is an activist whose challenge to the Republican gubernatorial primary result brought light to the issue. Hammett says the changes are necessary.
The state was likely about to get sued. This practice was illegal, and now instead of the state having to go through the court system and be found to unconstitutionally be throwing out ballots, we had a situation where the legislature came together and passed a bipartisan bill. You know, it had almost unanimous support. So that was a really good proactive thing for the state to do.
House substitute for Senate Bill 130 will also give county election officials the discretion to allow all registered voters to cast their ballot at any polling place in their county on election day. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says it is an event of weighty significance. The Hermit Kingdom has tested a new guided weapon. Fox's David Spunt reports.
This would be the first time the North Korean leader has fired a weapon since meeting face-to-face with President Trump in February. A U.S. official told Fox News it happened in North Korea. It's likely a short-range test of some sort, not a large ballistic missile test. Media reports coming out of the Korean Peninsula indicate that Kim Jong-un and his team fired what is being called a new tactical guided weapon. That being said, we don't know exactly what was launched. We can tell you, though, that there was no infrared signature on the device detected by spy satellites. That means it's pointing to a smaller device that was launched. The Pentagon is monitoring the situation but won't get into much more about it as far as a comment is concerned.
The test comes less than a week after Kim Jong-un had said he's willing to sit down with President Trump for a third summit. The death of a Florida teenager who authorities say was obsessed with the Columbine school shooting and may have planned to carry out her own attack in Colorado did not end an investigation into the 18-year-old. Authorities want to know whether the young woman acted alone as Denver area schools prepare to reopen their doors. The body of Sol Pace was discovered in the mountains outside Denver with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound Wednesday after investigators got a tip from the driver who took her there. KNSS News Time now, 6:05, 5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve. It's 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 6:10. 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Thursday morning.
Hate to have bad news for you on
Thursday.
No. Really hate it, but gasoline prices had been coming down after that last jump to $2.69 a gallon. Now they jump back up to $2.69 a gallon, so... The trickle downward has stopped, and we've gone back up to that price.
Here we go.
That's where we're at. Gasoline prices, $2.69 a gallon. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
With Pro Ed, it could be a little slick out there still.
It could be.
It stopped raining, apparently.
Yeah, it stopped raining, but you could still see some standing water and some slick spots.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The main storm system that caused yesterday's severe weather has moved out, but another storm system off to our north could trigger a shower or thunderstorm later today. We don't expect these to be severe. It'll be breezy with a high 67. A slight chance of rain through tonight, then clearing in 42, sunny, breezy, and 67 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Right now, we've got a mostly cloudy sky, a north wind gusting to 30 miles per hour, and 52 degrees. That probably gives you a wind chill reading this morning with a north wind at 30 miles per hour. Man, it'd be a little cold out there. 6:12 now. Steve and Ted, this is Thursday, April 18th, 2019. On this date in 1906, a devastating earthquake struck San Francisco, followed by raging fires. Estimates of the final death toll range from between 3,000 and 6,000. That was a big San Francisco earthquake of 1906. They had another one out there several years ago, but not on that scale. And, of course, I mention this because we hadn't, as a young person growing up in Kansas, I'd never experienced an earthquake till, just a few months ago when we started having those earthquakes from the fracking up in the north part of Oklahoma.
Probably more than a year and a half ago or
so. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. But
I felt one. We had one we felt right here, and I had one I felt at home, but I have not felt that many. Other people have, reported they hear feel the shakers all the time. But at any rate, earthquakes in Kansas? Who ever heard of such a thing? Had a nice day across central Kansas Wednesday before last night's weather hit. Wichita's high temperature was 80 degrees, normal high 68. We had a wind gust of 37 miles per hour clocked in Wichita yesterday. And again, that was before all the stuff started there in the 6 p.m. hour yesterday. Authorities say a customer at an Ohio restaurant pulled out a turquoise iguana from under his shirt, swung it around, and threw it at the manager. They say the Madison man walked into Perkins Restaurant in Plainsville, about 30 miles northeast of Cleveland, Tuesday.
Perkins.
He laid down in a booth, threw a menu at a waitress, then threw the lizard at the manager who tried to talk to him. Authorities did not say what provoked the attack. Records show bond has been set at $10,000 for 49-year-old Arnold Teeter. He's been charged with animal cruelty, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. What do you think, Ted? Mental problems, no. Off his meds, or is the guy's on meth? What do you think?
Well, we didn't hear any drug charges, but...
No drug charges, but...
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong with this picture. I mean, who would want to throw an iguana at somebody? That's quite unusual. Scientists restored some activity within the brains of pigs that had been slaughtered hours before, raising hopes for some medical advances and questions about the definition of death. Brains could not think or sense anything. By medical standards, they'd been dead for 4 hours by the time scientists began pumping a special artificial blood through them in their lab. Yale University researchers reported in the journal Nature they were able to restore activity in some brain cells.
Contact Victor Frankenstein.
Further work might lead to new therapies for stroke and other conditions, as well as a new tool for studying the brain. Ah, Frankenstein bacon there, huh? Let's say just reactivating some cells, but this is basically what the whole Frankenstein myth is about, right, Ted?
Reanimation of dead
reanimation
tissue.
Of dead tissue. At least that's what I got from Gene Wilder in Young Frankenstein. Still one of my alternate, you know, making light of this situation. But that, you know, it could have some really interesting, some real interesting scientific advances there. Therapies for stroke, in other words, and things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when somebody suffers a stroke, they say get to the hospital or a doctor just as quickly as you can to limit the damage.
Mm-hmm.
And what if you've this damage is, you know, been too long, but you can go in there with something and reverse it or set it back a little bit. That would be a pretty good, doggone good development, I would think. All right, 6:15, Steve and Ted. Let's talk briefly here for a minute about all the excitement last night, Ted. You and I were out storm spotting for Operation Storm Watch last night, as we did have some severe thunderstorm warnings moving through the area. I had one report of a possible small tornado. Where was that, Ted? Someplace down south. I don't remember where exactly it was, but it didn't turn out to be much. And it looks like most of the stuff stayed south of Wichita. You were down. You got clear down to Derby, did you not, last night?
The farthest south, I was somewhere near 95th South and Hillside was the farthest south I got, and it seemed like I kept looking. It was still off to my south and west, even when I got that far.
Did you ever see any hail? Because I didn't see any hail at all.
Very tiny hail, a little bit south of Hayesville for about a minute or two.
Okay, and I didn't, there was never any high wind where I went out to southwest.
Never saw any wind.
Southwest, around the airport and out there. And that's one of my favorite places to go, right there at the National Weather Service office on South Tyler Road. I pulled into their parking lot. I was lucky they didn't throw me out of there, but, you know, I don't think they knew what I was doing out there because they were busy inside those meteorologists. But, you know, as I was going down there at the beginning of this thing, Ted, you know, there were some pretty good lightning strikes going on. Pretty good show.
A lot of lightning, yep.
And as I drove by that golf course down there on Tyler Road, I don't know which one it is. Is it Auburn Hills? I don't know what it is. Pawnee Prairie? Whatever. I noticed about five guys out there hitting golf balls. I just honked at them and went on. But, anything, there's that lightning, they say, can travel miles and miles. So you see something striking over there, it could be striking you. So they finally, I came back later and they got off the course. So, yeah, that was good. All right. Anyway, I don't have any reports of any damage, anything like that. Tree limbs down, nothing like that. Just some hail and some pretty good rain overnight. I noticed the streets were running pretty good when I came to work this morning here in Wichita. But we're watching out for some flooding, some small flooding around the area this morning. And so far, it looks like we're going to be a nice day coming on with still a chance of rain in the forecast. Okay, let's do leadoff sports now with Ted Woodward. And Ted, take it away.
We got college bowling. We're getting to the national championships, the singles championships in Dayton, Ohio yesterday, and it's been a great tournament so far for Wichita State senior Sierra Kanemoto, who is from Dayton, Ohio. She's bowling right there in her hometown. It all started with 24 women. Sierra won yesterday in the round of 16, beat her competitor from Wright State by 86 pins. Then in the national quarterfinals, she was up against a bowler from Hastings, beat her by 6 pins. Not by much. And that puts Sierra Kanemoto into the Final Four, where she will try to compete for an individual championship on Saturday. So she's got some good karma going for the Shockers as the team competition starts today. Two dozen qualifying games to determine seeding. The Shocker men and women are both ranked among the top five in the nation, both trying to come out of the weekend with a national championship. Good luck to the Shocker bowlers. College baseball, it's a home weekend for the Shockers at X Stadium for the first time ever. The Knights of Central Florida are visiting Wichita. Shocks are trying to snap a 6-game losing streak. It is Salute to Service game tonight. Free admission to all servicemen and women in uniform or with a valid military ID. Mike Kennedy will begin coverage on the radio here at 5:30 p.m. The game will start at 6 o'clock tonight at X Stadium, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Central Florida right now is in 7th place in the conference, one game ahead of the Shockers in the standings as they start this 3-game series a day early here on Easter weekend. Started on a Thursday tonight. Major League Baseball yesterday afternoon. The Kansas City Royals in Chicago taking on the White Sox. The Royals still looking for that first road win of the season. It was tied, and they got some extra baseball going into the 10th inning. And it's the Royals that picked up the big hit on this day. You heard the game on Sports Radio KFH.
Swing and a high fly ball left field. Way back there, the left fielder Jimenez looking up, and that ball is out of here. A home run. A towering home run down the left field line by Hunter Dozier. His fifth on the season, and the Royals retake the lead. It's 4-3 here in the 10th.
And the Royals held on to that lead and won the game by that score. First road win of the season for the Royals. Last team in the league to get that road win. The Royals will now play a four-game series with a visit to the New York Yankees. 5:30 p.m. You can hear that game beginning tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. They start a four-game set. In pro football, the Kansas City Chiefs' schedule for the upcoming season has been released. Chiefs will open up with back-to-back road games at Jacksonville, at Oakland. Home opener will be in Week 3 against the Ravens. The Chiefs will visit the Detroit Lions for the first time in 8 years. Chiefs and the Chargers will play on Monday Night Football in Mexico City.
Of course, really?
Remember the Chiefs were supposed to play in Mexico last year and the field got screwed up. But they'll try it again, try to get the Chiefs down in Mexico this year. And there will be back-to-back home games in the rematch of both Chiefs Super Bowls. Rematch of Super Bowl I against the Packers and a rematch of Super Bowl IV against the Vikings, both at Arrowhead Stadium. This is the 60th anniversary, this is the 60th season for the Chiefs in franchise history.
Well, that's going to be exciting.
Got some interesting, interesting games on the schedule for the Chiefs. Of course, you can hear all the Chiefs games right here. Your radio home, the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In softball, it's a home weekend for the Shockers, hosting East Carolina at Wilkins Stadium. 6 o'clock game time tonight. Shockers softball team tied for third place in the American. And in JUCO softball yesterday in El Dorado, Butler Community College sweeping Independence, winning 15-2 and 11-3. The Butler softball team has won 17 of its last 18 games, and they are ranked number 11 in the nation. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. A 12-year-old comes home, talks to her stepdad about the Prophet Muhammad and some other things, and dad got a little upset. Todd Stein's going to tell us about that coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.